You, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with the Rugby World Cup.
Kim, South Africa's head coach, Heineke Meyer, has named veteran scrum half Fourie de Vries as captain for Saturday's Rugby World Cup match against Scotland in Newcastle, England. De Vries replaces Jean de Villiers, who returned home after breaking his jaw September 26th in South Africa's 46-6 victory over Samoa. Coach Meyer, how would you describe your new captain?
You know, he's not a guy of a lot of words, not like me, but he's a true warrior, and that's what he's going to need. You know, it's no use. We've been under the pressure since day one in the championship. So the players respect him. Usually when he's on the field, he's a natural leader and take leadership, you know, it comes naturally to him. So we need that on the field. He knows what I want on the field. He knows what's the right calls, and the biggest thing is he knows how to win.
Coach Meyer says the Springboks of South Africa, two-time world champions, will need to build on their win over Samoa after being upset by Japan in their opening match to stay on course for the quarterfinals. Turning to African football, the Lone Star of Liberia is the biggest mover in the October FIFA rankings. Liberia jumped 65 places to number 95 overall in the rankings released Thursday. Liberia's big move comes after a 1-0 victory over Tunisia last month in a 2017 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier. South Sudan and Central African Republic also made big jumps in the October rankings after scoring victories last month in Nations Cup qualifiers. South Sudan rose 54 places to number 144 overall. South Sudan defeated Equatorial Guinea last month 1-0 in Juba, a victory described as the biggest victory in South Sudan's young footballing history. And Central African Republic jumped 42 places in the October FIFA rankings to number 126 overall. CAR beat the Democratic Republic of Congo 2-0 last month in Bangui. Taking a quick look at the top 10 African teams, according to FIFA, Algeria is number one on the continent and 19th overall. Ivory Coast is at 21, neighbor Ghana at 25, and Tunisia at 36. Senegal is at 38 overall. The Cape Verde Islands is 41. Cameroon is at 48. Congo Brazzaville at 49, Egypt at 51, and Nigeria at 52. And taking a look at the very top of the FIFA October rankings, Argentina is number one, followed by Germany, Belgium, Portugal, and Colombia. Our VOA football fans will remember top-ranked Argentina lost to Germany 1-0 in extra time in the 2014 World Cup final in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, let's turn to the CAF Confederation Cup tournament now. I remember you sticking your neck out on the Voice of America and predicting an all-Egyptian final. Well, that prediction looks in jeopardy right now, David, based on the results from the weekend. Orlando Pirates 1, Al Ahly of Egypt 0. That match played at Orlando Stadium in South Africa. And Etoile Sahel of Tunisia 5, Zamalek of Egypt 1. That match played in Tunisia. Your thoughts on those two games, David?
Sonny, I was hoping you wouldn't mention those predictions I made. All I can say in my defense, Chief Justice Sonny Young, is I certainly was not the only one. We didn't have egg on our faces. We had literally omelet. Sonny, this is, I think in all the years I've covered African football, this is one of the most amazing results. I've also had to watch the Rugby World Cup, and the first glimpse I got of the scoreline from this Zamalek Etoile game was 3-1 to Etoile. And I said to myself, now the Egyptians will fight back, and it'll be much closer at the end. The next time I looked, Sonny, it was 4-1, and the third time I looked, it was 5-1. And that is, I don't know what word to use, sensational, stunning, staggering and absolutely amazing result.
I mean,
let's just contextualize this in my defense, having predicted that Zamalek would reach the final. Zamalek, in their three away group matches, they only conceded three goals. So they averaged a goal a game in the group stage. Now suddenly they concede five in one game. Etoile, on the other hand, they scored four goals in three home matches at the group stage. Now in one match, they eclipsed that figure and scored five. It was an amazing, amazing result. I guess the most stunned people after this match were probably the Tunisians themselves. I don't think if you said before the game to them, you're going to win 5-1, they would have just laughed at you and said, we'll settle for a one-goal victory. It all began, Sonny, as it often does in these sort of occasions, with an early goal. And it was Tej after just 5 minutes. Bounedja, a name that we keep mentioning on the Sunny Side of Sport, he's an Algerian, and he's a regular goal scorer in the CAF Confederation Cup this year. He got the second after 11 minutes. But then Hefni halved that deficit with a goal for Zamalek. So after 25 minutes, it was back to 2-1 for Etoile. But the next goal from Brigau after 35 minutes gave the Tunisians a 3-1 halftime lead. And that is the way the scoreline remained until 7 minutes from the end when Tej, who I'm sure the Zamalek team don't want to see again for an awful long time, he scored his second goal of the match and the fourth for the Tunisians. And then, Sonny, the goal that perhaps has really now put this tie beyond the reach of Zamalek came from a defender, Ben Aziza, after 87 minutes. Now, what does 5-1 mean? Well, first of all, it's the first time since 1987 that Zamalek have conceded five goals in a CAF club match. On that occasion, it was away to Ashanti Kotoko of Ghana. And now what Zamalek need to do is they need to win 4-0 at home. That would give them victory on the away goals rule. The coach says it's possible. Jesualdo Ferreira, he's a Portuguese person. I guess, Sonny, that's what he would inevitably have to say. And it's not impossible, but I think it is extremely unlikely. I think Etoile now have got the bit between their teeth. They know that they've got at least one foot in the final. And I think they also know if they can just score one goal in Cairo, they'll be well on their way to the final. So that prediction of mine, Sonny, yeah, it's looking extremely shaky at the moment. The other one, Sonny, is in balance. At least I've got a chance with Al Ahly, I think. A very close first match in Soweto, a bit of a dour struggle. And it was decided by an early goal from Gabuza. He flicked the ball past Akrami in the Ahly goal after just 9 minutes. Pirates coach Eric Tinkler was reasonably satisfied. He said he wanted a win, and crucially, he didn't want to concede a goal at home. And on those two counts, he can tick the boxes. But deep down, I'm sure he was hoping for maybe a second goal. So this ties in the balance. The return match is in Suez, which is just east of Cairo, Sunday. And here, Sonny, I think the crucial factor is going to be the away goal. If Pirates can score an away goal, that means Ahly would have to score three goals. And I think then the South Africans can get through. But on the other hand, Ahly, it's not the first time they faced this sort of a challenge, a 1-0 deficit. And if they score even one goal to win 1-0, it would go to a penalty shootout where the Egyptians are normally very cool, calm and collected. So we've got a fascinating situation. We've got the tie between Zamalek and Etoile, which to all intents and purposes looks like it's done and dusted. That return match is Saturday in Cairo. And then on Sunday, Sonny, very much in the balance, an intriguing tie between Pirates and Ahly. Obviously, my heart must be with the Pirates. But I fear the worst, Sonny, if it's a Pirates Etoile final, you'll be reminding me for the next 6 weeks that I got not only Zamalek wrong, but also Ahly wrong. I'm not sure I can live up to that, Sonny.
All right, thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, I'm Shegu Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Let me give a few sunny side of sports UEFA Champions League shout-outs now for Portuguese star Cristiano Ronaldo, who scored the 500th and 501st goals of his career to give Real Madrid a 2-0 victory over Malmo of Sweden. Real Madrid also says Ronaldo scored his 323rd and 324th goals for the club, overtaking Raul as the club's all-time top scorer. UEFA, however, says Raul and Ronaldo are still level at 323. Another shout-out for Spanish midfielder Juan Mata, who scored one goal and set up another as host Manchester United came from behind to beat Wolfsburg 2-1. Another shout-out for Argentina's Sergio Aguero, who scored a last-minute penalty as the other club in Manchester, Manchester City, came back from a goal down to snatch a dramatic 2-1 victory at Borussia Mönchengladbach in Germany. And one more shout-out for Ivorian striker Seydou Doumbia, who had two goals to help CSKA Moscow beat visiting PSV Eindhoven 3-2. Doumbia delivering for CSKA Moscow. I'm VOA.